Catcher in the Rye, huh? And welcome back. I'm just saying, with your boy Dago Diddy. It is your boy, the movie player from the Himalayas. They got a whole lot on his mind today. A whole lot on his mind today. I'll let him introduce himself. I'm not sure what he's identifying with today, but what is your pronoun, brother?
Hey, I am the cat, the movie player. What's going on, yo?
He's identifying as a cat today. He's identifying as a cat,
which means I will not respond to you or our guest without you addressing me properly by ending your sentence with meow. We talked about that before, but now we're going to live it.
So he's here today with his very rough, dry tongue.
Do you understand, meow?
No. Can't say I do.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Can't say I do. And then we're also joined here today as a very special guest. I don't know if she even knows what she's walked into today. T is in the building.
I don't know what I walked into.
Did you have that music up? Because it wasn't loud. I didn't even hear loud when we start. There we go. It doesn't even sound like the start of the show until it.
I'm just going to let it play. Let me know you're ready.
I'm ready.
You good?
Yeah.
You good?
Am I good? What?
Let's try this again. What is your pronoun?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
What come on, meow. Pronoun? I told you. I'm a cat.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. My pronoun is podcast. What's your pronoun, T?
Really?
Oh man, Lord help us all.
Just know I didn't bring that kitty litter over here for you to shit in. I'm just saying.
Geez. Yeah, please believe, man. Please believe. I am an outdoor cat.
Thank you. I'm an alpha cat. I have to spread my odor.
That I do believe.
So what's happening, y'all? How y'all been?
Chilling.
I'm good, man. I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? Can't complain. I could, but would nobody care?
Word, meow. So, what?
Podcast.
I can't with y'all.
He started this madness, man. Huh. Oh man, go. You know, so much of life. Go ahead, brother. Speak on it, man.
Okay.
What is on your mind today? Because I feel like you have a lot on your heart, a lot on your chest. This is. You know what I'm saying? You know, how's your feet doing?
My feet is doing good. First things first, to start off this show, I just want to say, I want to give a special shout out. Rest in peace. Happy New Year, Toya. Like a sister to me, more than just a friend. She passed last Tuesday or a couple Tuesdays ago. Shout out to her family. Shout out to you, Happy. My Fatu goes with you. Once again, rest in peace. I just wanted to bring that up to start the show. Other than that, moving on. Just a couple topics in the world. You know, I had these topics and I was ready to go last week or the week before, but you just weren't ready.
I've been here, man.
Are you sure?
I've been here, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been here, man.
Okay, meow.
Yeah, podcast.
If you say so. Anything you want to start off with, T, before we dive into this?
Guys are retarded.
That's this man over here.
Come on, meow. Seriously.
Man, podcast, I hear tripping. You. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Pika. All right, so we're going to start off with something from Yoann.
Did you got sunglasses?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. You gonna put on some sunglasses, brother?
Yeah.
Totally threw me for a loop. I'm just sitting here just as lost as could be, bro.
So the thing is that you guys look at these as sunglasses. Everybody looks at things differently. I look at these as glasses.
Wait, I think about, okay, I do see the little bifocal. I see the bifocal in there.
Okay.
Oh, you pay for the expensive ones that adjust to when you go in and out?
Oh, you see the bifocal meow?
Yeah, podcast, I do see that.
Okay. My bad.
Yeah.
They look like
something. Yeah. I'm thinking this is different.
Henry Ruggs from the Raiders.
Formerly.
Went 156 miles in a vet and a car exploded or crashed into a car. 156 miles and a car exploded.
How far back are we going, brother?
I don't know. 10 weeks? Last time we did
thinking,
a show.
I'm thinking we talked about him.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
He might be getting out by the time you go back over it again.
Wow. Did we talk about... Okay. Give me a break, man.
I thought he was getting out, podcast.
All right. How about the two male prom queens? Did we talk about that?
No, I can't say we did.
I didn't even see a story about that.
No.
Columbus, Mississippi.
Of course.
At Zachary Wilmore. Zachary Wilmore, senior at Rockbridge High School. Him and his buddy, which I didn't get the name. But he, particularly, was the first homecoming queen. Wait. So him and his partner were the homecoming king and queen.
Huh.
That's deep, man. That's deep. I mean, if there's no actual factual women that protested, I guess it's all good.
You comfortable with that?
Nah, this new generation is all for it.
Can you imagine a woman being beat out by a dude for a homecoming queen?
That would piss me the fuck off.
Once that Jenner guy thing won Woman of the Year in Sports Illustrated, nothing has shocked me ever since. How do you win Women of the Year with a penis? I'm still lost.
Very interesting that you brought that up. Because another thing that was on the list is Texas is banning. They will not let a transgender person
do what?
In sports. Do a feminine sport.
They also banning abortions. Or vice versa. So, I mean.
Yeah, some of their laws are, I'm not saying they have the best laws, but that's a start.
Texas is a little backwards.
That's a little start.
Texas is a very interesting place that everybody wants to run to live, but I think I'm all right now.
You know what's funny? Could you imagine if you were in MMA and a chick kicked your ass?
I mean,
as a dude, you're a dude and a chick kicked your ass because
I've seen it.
It go both ways.
You used to be a man.
Well, I mean, wait.
I mean, like for a championship fight.
Are you
fight?
Saying a legit female beat up a dude?
No, I'm saying a transgender woman coming into the MMA as a male and kicking your ass. That used to be a woman.
I'm so lost.
Okay. So I'm not even going to say me. So a woman is now a man.
A woman is now a man. Okay.
But now she's in MMA as a man, and okay. She kicked your ass for the championship.
Well, I would believe it because they would allow her to take testosterone, which would make her just as strong. So I believe it.
Would you be comfortable with it?
Oh, I wouldn't fight it. I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight you if you're identifying as something. I'm going to fight you as what you are. I'm not going to fight you because now you want to identify. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Why?
I'm not going to do it.
Be with the times. Be with the now.
That's cool.
Excuse me. Be with the meow.
Oh, Lord help us all. But no, I'm not going to do it. It's like I wouldn't even let my child. If my daughter was doing MMA, if she was playing basketball, if she's running track, you are not going to be allowed to compete against somebody who is a boy who now identifies as a girl. I'm not going to let you do it.
There was already somebody like that in that,
yeah,
that field, right?
Yeah, it's been a few.
I know for the females, I've been
beating
women, beating the dog shit out of women.
Right. Yeah, it shouldn't be allowed, man. It's all, no.
I agree.
There's no way, because no matter how you break it down, no matter what you try to do to yourself and so forth, you still have all the structure and strength just naturally of a man. And then you see these people, it's not like they're in the top five competitors as a man. These cats was 110th, you know what I'm saying, 300 ranked, you know what I'm saying, as a man. Now they come to the women's side and they number two, number one and winning. So hell no, man. Hell no. If you was born with a tree and two apples, then damn it, you better keep participating as such.
Well, let me ask you this. What if you had to have a match against a man who claims himself as a cat?
Then that would be different. That would be different. All I got to do is show up with a water bottle. Just keep spritzing your ass.
What if his nails are coming out of the gloves? You get scratched up.
I'll just get a bigger water bottle. Eventually, I'll just throw some damn water on you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get out. You're going to scurry. I'm out of here. So, hey, shout out to Catman.
Okay, next one. And still, heavyweight champion of the world for the men's, cats championship. Other music news, news. Something I saw in the news recently was crazy. Mm-hmm. I remember when I came down here, and that was from Washington again, or back to Cali, and the median for homes.
You're not from New York.
And the median for homes.
See how you dance around that?
I'm not trying to hear this bullshit, meow.
I don't say a podcast, but you're not from New York. You're from Washington. I see that now.
Anyways, so was in Cali, went to Washington, came back. When I came back, the median for a home, a used home, whatever, not a new one, was, I think, 300.
Mm-hmm.
250 to 300. I was looking at the news, and now the median is a fucking $1 million.
Yeah, man.
Out here in San Diego?
Out here.
Yep.
In California.
It's off the hook these days. Yeah.
But that's nothing new. They were selling townhomes for upward of $450,000 or more. And those were just fucking townhomes.
So, for the nation, San Diego has 3 zip codes for the highest priced housing.
I believe it.
In the nation, not just here, not just in California. Whole world, Craig. You want to take a guess? There's 3 of them. Do you want to take a guess where these zip codes are from?
La Jolla?
91915?
Nope.
Downtown?
Nope. Come on now. Seriously, dig into it. Take some seriously.
Otay and La Jolla.
Coronado.
Bingo.
Okay, that makes sense.
92118. Median is $1,940,000.
Where is that at?
I have no idea where that is.
Try for the next one.
92118. Where the fuck is there?
I thought he said Coronado.
The next one is 92014. Do you know what that is?
No.
Del Mar.
I could believe. I mean, look at where you're naming. I could believe those places.
Del Mar rolls in at 1.8.
I could see that.
Now, you want to guess the last one?
No, because apparently we're so far off.
Which is pretty much higher than the other ones, actually. And it's not La Jolla.
Hmm.
Rancho Santa Fe.
That's interesting.
Where the fuck is Rancho Santa Fe?
3.3.
I don't even know. Is there a Rancho Santa Fe?
Yeah.
Where is that?
92067.
Up north. Well, up the, what is
it? Oh, you know what there is. My dumb ass. Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, dude. This is where we at with life right
People
now.
People will pay to be on the coast.
Like my pay just went up that far that I could just afford.
Man.
You know, you always figure, or I always figure, that if I'm going to buy a house, especially where I am right now, my age, I want to make sure that if I move into this house and I bring a female in with me, for whatever reason, we don't work out, I can take care of this myself.
Okay.
Shit.
What kind of mortgage you going to have on $1 million house that the average man may be a little, in most cases above average, so I'd put myself in average. Above average man is going to be able to afford a house like that, mortgage payments like that.
Yeah, but you got to have an above average salary.
Even make that move, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, bitch, we staying married for life. I don't give a fuck if you don't like me no more. Stay on that side of the house.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. Because if not, there's no way you can keep that. Nah. There's no way, dude. There's no way. I think if the way that things are going, bro, it's going to be all kind of arranged marriages and relationships with stipulations and shit because people can't afford it on their own.
Nah.
You know, there's going to be all kind of weird business going on, man.
You know, it's crazy because to me right now, it's like, it's almost like marriage isn't even an option. I'm not even thinking about that right now. With all the stuff going on in the world and all the issues with brothers having problems with sisters, sisters having problems with brothers, men and women, actually, it doesn't make sense.
If you're going to get married, y'all better make sure y'all finances is up to date and y'all sign some prenuptial agreements or something. Because I'm telling you, nowadays.
Make payments on this house.
I'm just saying. Man. Almost now you hear all these little females on fucking Instagram and everywhere else. They want somebody to take care of them. They just sit the fuck home and whatever else. I mean, if it happens, it happens for you. That's great. But that's just, that shit's not realistic. So get married, y'all finances, you should have more in financially than you would by yourself if you get married. Because at this point, marriage really is just a financial contract.
I mean, it really is, man. It really is. You
know what I'm saying? It's a business relationship.
That's all it is.
Yeah, dude. I mean, think about it, dude. Back in my days of, you know, dealing with people who was married on a regular in office buildings, they wouldn't leave back then because they didn't want to have to go get an apartment to leave their house. So they just crept around, did what they was going to do, and kept the house straight. I've sat down, dude, with husbands who were just like, don't mess up my financial arrangement. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, bruh.
Cheaper to keep her.
And this was back before this increase. So right now, they might be like, depending upon how much time you're dealing with their spouse, you might have to start kicking in, too. You know,
and y'all that go both ways. Cause I know a female who got divorced and she made more than her husband, and she is paying this nigga spousal support.
I don't hear that all the time, but it does happen, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, man! Salute to any brother that can get child support or spousal support in California. I'll take my hat off to you.
You know who seems to have the only type of person that seems to have that ability to do that to me is the military. If you marry a woman in the military and you get divorced, you can get some money from her.
Yeah, that, I mean, or you just got to make sure that you're making less than she is, man. That, I mean, I told you, homie, that's why they was trying to accelerate my divorce so quick, because they thought I wanted their bride's money. I didn't want their bride's money. I wanted peace. You know what I'm saying? So I was like,
keep her and a bald-headed mother away from you, huh?
Nah, her mom was dead, but her auntie was alive. You know, I mean, you ain't got to apologize to me. That ain't my family. You know what I'm saying? That ain't got nothing to do with me.
I probably would have took my spousal support.
You know what I'm saying? I just, you know what I mean?
Emotional distress.
I just wanted out. I took my baking utensils and dipped. You know what I'm saying? Sure.
That's what I was like. I just wanted out. And I was in that position. I was like, yeah, I don't want anything. I just want out.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just let me have everything that I want that I brought in.
And that's it.
Let me out.
That is it. This table that we're recording on right now was part of what I took when I left. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, run me back these things and I'm gone. So, you know, life goes on, man.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know, I mean, you got to look at the direction that all the relationships are going now. Even when, according to what I'm understanding now, women are asking dudes, how many followers do they have on Instagram when they try to hit them up in the club? So apparently now, if you don't have a certain level of followers, these brows won't even deal with you. That's what it's come down to. So, if I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That and the fact that if if you find out this person don't have an Instagram or a Facebook, something wrong with them. Unless they just straight business and still. Yikes. I've noticed that I've been hearing certain things like that. Like it's a... He don't even have a Facebook.
What's got to be wrong with you? Maybe you just really, you know what I'm saying, like your privacy and like to live in real fucking time. I've only had my Facebook for like 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe five. I didn't like MySpace. I didn't care for
it. No, I didn't like MySpace either. I did have one, but I didn't really watch it.
That's the thing. I never had a MySpace either. It's just whenever my friends would post pictures and shit, motherfuckers would notice me outside of that. So I just had random people be like, I saw you on MySpace. And I was like, what the fuck is a MySpace? So, and I just never cared for Facebook because it reminded me so much of MySpace. But then I ended up getting one. And I still don't really do shit with it.
No, I hear you. As a matter of fact, now I spend way more time on TikTok than I even do on Facebook at all.
Just depends, man. I got some of the homies now, dude, who they pop up just to say happy birthday to somebody and they're gone.
That's it. That's, you know, pretty much it, dude.
It's like, nope.
It's a good little reminding thing. You're like, oh shit, it's so and so birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's definitely helps.
You know what I mean? That's
Facebook has saved my life a couple times on that. Wait a minute, I know their birthday is this month. Holy shit.
I think is the sole purpose of it, but I don't know, man.
Well, mostly mine is like, you know, just to keep in touch with family, let them know I'm all right. But you know.
Yeah, you know. I feel you, man.
Let's see. What else is cracking? Shout out to Missy Elliott. A few weeks ago, or I think like a month ago, she finally got our star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, that's true. So
good for her. Congratulations. She deserves it.
Isn't she being inducted to like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something?
Hell if I know.
I'm sure she is. I wouldn't doubt it.
I think she was.
She should be. I always thought that her and Timberland were equal. Like they made each other. You know what I'm saying? I know he brought her on and all this kind of mess, but it just seemed like they were always kind of equal. When you watch him do the interviews from back in the days, he'd be like, well, Missy came in and was doing this. She'd be in there producing stuff, and he would just happen to show up. So I always thought they were kind of equal until they really started breaking down who was the artist, who was the producer, and so forth. I thought a lot of it was Missy. Yeah, I mean, but you know, go ahead on, trash bag lady.
Hey, that's like my favorite video,
it
though.
It is, dude. Hey, man. Hey, man. There is nothing wrong with her in that trash bag, B.
Yeah, man,
you know how much weight she probably lost that day from all that sweating?
Really? Right?
I'm just saying.
You got a towel on. Hell,
dude. Crazy. I think growing up, I don't know about the rest of y'all.
Real talk, though. That Super Duper Fly was like the first cassette that I could play like all the way through without having to like fast forward through a song.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, dude, she got out, man. She was a cold one.
Adele, Idris, the brother from, what is his
The
name?
Wire?
From the show that you're watching, the Cowboy show that you're watching.
You watching the Cowboy show?
Cowboy show. The one from The Wire.
No.
Idris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you said you were watching that Black Cowboy show.
The Harder
They Fall. But the balls in my mouth or something. What were you watching? What
I mean? There he goes again. It's something that you got. This is something that's really on your chest, man.
Were you talking about those when you said The Harder They Fall?
Chestnuts. You gonna have chin nuts in a minute. What the hell's going on, man?
So he said that on his way to the top, before he got to the top, when he was just struggling, that he was selling weed to Dave Chappelle.
I believe it.
I can believe that.
I truly believe it.
I can believe
it. I ain't got a problem with it.
I truly believe it, man.
My thing is, you still got any? Or, you know, because
you know he was a DJ. Number?
He was doing a lot before he came.
He was a DJ, man. And back in the days before when he was doing The Wire. It was, and then that's when he totally screwed me up, because I always saw him on The Wire as Stringer Bell, this cat that was so hood from Baltimore talking all this drug business. Then I see him one day doing an interview, and he has this whole accent and this funny shirt on, and he's DJing. And I'm just like, what in the hell just happened here? I had no idea. None.
That's probably why he sold drugs. I was his prime target.
Yeah. He probably has sold a whole lot of
weed. Probably selling all kinds of Hollywood. Got all kinds of attention.
Dave Chappelle just wanted the weed. He's only talking about Dave Chappelle. You know what I'm saying? He's talking about everybody else. That's probably why you got on The Wire. I already know how this works.
Right.
You know
exactly.
I'm familiar with it for real.
Hey, he can roll through. I ain't got a problem.
Mm-hmm. But don't it make you wonder how come celebrity drug dealers never go to jail? Like, I've never heard of a celebrity drug dealer unless somebody dies and they pin it to that person. But other than that, I've never heard of a celebrity drug dealer going to jail.
Right. You never saw, like, the news headline, Mucho Bags got arrested. Mucho Bags was a supplier for Rick James and Charlie Sheen. You never hear about that.
But remember when, what was dude's name? He was signed to death row. And then he ended up eating his homeboy's baby's mama's intestines. They found him walking down the street naked.
I heard something about that.
He was from Sacramento. And his mom tried, Big Lurk.
He was on, he was like on
all kind of mess.
Dust. Wait, or something, and
what
just.
What the fuck?
So basically what happened, he got off these drugs. He was on some good shit. He went to his homeboy's baby's mama's house.
There was a party or something.
Nah, he wasn't even partying, bro. He was just gone. And he went to her house, killed her, and then ate her intestines. And they found him walking down the street covered in blood. So when they took him in for the next day when he detoxed, they take him in for questioning. He has no idea what they're talking about. They throw a bag on the table for evidence. And they're like, do you know what's in this bag? And he's like, I have no idea what that is. And he's like, that is part of so-and-so's intestines that we pumped out of your stomach. So he remembers nothing.
Wow.
So his mom tried She was trying to sue Suge and all kind of people for giving this man the drugs or having something to do with him getting the drugs to let him to flip the hell out to go eat this lady's intestines. Yeah, and nothing came. Nothing ever came out of that lawsuit because they could not pin it back to who gave him the drugs. But that's near like all the label. It's way higher. So it's not like there's a guy that comes with a backpack and says, "Hey, what all y'all? You know, everybody need." It's the people at the very top that like when you show up, the drugs are there. You know, and how they got there, who the hell knows?
Everybody kind of know that though.
We know you have a preference for what you like to party with, so we just make sure that it's around. And if you don't have a preference for it, we'll leave like a little candy bowl of some of everything. And once you figure out which one is your thing, you know what I'm saying? We'll make sure it's always full when you show up. And yeah, so apparently he got a hold of something. But can you imagine you find yourself in jail and you don't remember none of this? And somebody throws a bag of intestines on the table. So this is what we got out your stomach.
You know, you claim insanity.
Nah.
You go into insane style for a while and you get cured and you get out.
But this was in the 90s, and I think he's still in.
Yeah, they're not going to get that nigga no insane shit. Yeah.
Nah. Brother, too.
Yeah, Big Lurch. Big Lurch was his name, man.
You better try to do like Rated X and do some hip hop songs from jail because you ain't getting out no time soon.
Nah, he ain't never getting out. Then it was, who was it, dude? It was, God, there's another rapper from the Bay, and these females kidnapped his baby and set the baby's mama's house on fire and killed her.
So I heard about that shit, dude.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't get it.
Yeah, it was a wild business, dude. It was
how long ago was that?
This was in the 90s, too.
I can't.
Yeah.
But you know what? All that angel dust and shit was a thing back then.
That Sherm.
Sherm and all that shit, motherfuckers.
Sherm Alley and Riverside.
They used to get wet and do some other shit.
Get wet.
When I used to work at Quiznos a long time ago, my boss at the time used to tell stories how this nigga used to get wet. And then one day he got arrested and found himself at the top of a fucking telephone pole. And it was like the ambulance, the fire department, everybody trying to get him down in the middle of the hood.
Those wet ones was no joke, dude. I pulled up to that VFW over there by, what is it, Ocean View? Is that a VFW in Ocean View? Over there by Ocean View?
Yeah.
I pulled
That's
up.
The fleet.
The fleet. Okay. I pulls up. The OG homie is in the middle of the street in his drawers, screaming and hollering at people because he's off of a wet one. He's just going up and down the block in his drawers, homie, just hollering at folks, spazzing the hell out. I was like, you know, smoking a wet one never really was something I thought about doing.
And Barstow, shout out to Barstow. We were at this softball game for these women, and this dude was all wetted up. And he got butt naked and hugged this tree.
I could believe it.
Took 9 motherfuckers to get him off.
I would have left him there.
Yeah.
I would have left him getting his koala on, man. Do your thing, bro. Do your thing. I'm not even dealing with you. I'm not.
My thing is, like, how high is too high? Like, how much higher can you get?
And that's what they're trying to figure out.
Or how high do you need to be?
That's what they're trying to figure out.
Right, that's my, like, what the fuck?
Because you know what it is? That's the problem with addiction and people. You're always chasing that first high. So when it starts to not hit you the same way, you keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going, trying to find that first high. And it doesn't work. But that's what makes you so addicted. Like when people smoked crack, the first time they felt a certain way, then after that, what kept them coming back every 30 minutes
chasing the high
was trying to find that same high that they had just hit. And they could never find that same high.
See, that's the difference about me when I was in my drug-taking days. I wasn't trying to look for that first day. I just wanted to get high.
That part.
Yeah.
That part. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that was the main thing. You had to
When I drink liquor. I don't drink liquor to hope that I get drunk as I was. As a matter of fact, I don't ever want to be as drunk as the first time I drunk liquor.
That part.
You know I'm just trying to get.
That part, dude. But people
I'm just trying to find mine, man.
The addictive folks keep chasing that first high. And that's they'll tell you, dude, if you have a reputable drug dealer, they'll tell you not to chase that first high. You just got to accept each one for what it is and then ride it out.
Ain't no handbook to getting high.
No way. I mean, shoot, man. If you talk to a reputable, they're trying to explain it to you. You know what I'm saying? They're give you a little light drug counseling while they take your money. You know what I'm saying? Like, but please, if you still decide to chase it, come back and see me frequently. I will help you chase it.
Now,
you
know what
I'm saying? Buy two, get one.
You know what I'm saying?
Half off because you ain't getting it free.
Oh, you're back again, huh? You know what I'm saying? Shoot.
Now, in a sense of keeping the same subject of how high do you have to be and what kind of drugs you on, what is going on with airplane fights? These people just starting shit on airplanes.
I just feel like motherfuckers is just being ignorant.
Now, before we get back deeper into that subject, I don't know if y'all heard it, but Mike Tyson happened to have a situation
but
here.
But see, that was different. Did you see the whole video?
No, I saw the whole video. Okay. But what I'm saying is,
he was fucking with Mike Tyson. With Mike Tyson? This nigga bit somebody's ear. That's one person you don't fuck with.
Speaking of the drugs, what kind of drugs are you taking?
He was on.
Not to know. Whatever I want to do in life, what I don't want to do is fight Mike Tyson on a plane.
The drug that he was on is fame, likes, subscribers. That's the drug that he's on.
Oh, yeah, that's social media.
Yeah, he's on that drug.
You know
drug,
what the funny bro? Thing is, though, I don't know who presses charges to DA or whoever. They chose not to press charges against Mike Tyson.
They put it there because, well, the dude said that he didn't want to press charges. Mike Tyson said that he didn't want to press charges. Because at the end of the day, everybody knew where it was going to go. The dude was totally fucking wrong. Yeah. You can't sit there and keep on provoking somebody. And then when you throw something at somebody, what do you think is going to happen? You know what I mean? The thing was, he was originally telling his friend, like, oh, I'm going to go viral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the drug that he was chasing, was that fame, man. He was chasing that little, you know, I mean, shoot.
I bet he wasn't chasing that fan and Mike yoked his ass.
Oh, man, come on. It's a new generation, dude. The victim is the person now,
he
dude.
He was willing to take them hits.
Yeah.
He knew what the fuck he was doing. He was willing to take them hits. Even afterwards, he was like, oh, well.
Yeah. If I could find a way to sneakily antagonize Mike Tyson without everybody knowing that I did it, and he just hits the hell out of me, I will take that hit for that money that I'm going to get, bruh. I've probably been hit the same way for free. But at the same time, I got a lot of ring experience and I've been hit by a whole lot of people. I just think, you know what I'm saying? It hurts.
Yeah, nah, fuck that.
Because Tyson ain't never killed nobody. He just hits hella hard. And as you see, he didn't even kill this dude. This dude was still like, you know what I'm saying? So I think it was like a controlled beatdown.
Yeah, it was. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure if he wanted to knock him out, he could have knocked him out.
But then let's be fair, too, though, man. We all saw Tyson's little bout that he did not too long ago.
Yeah, but they both said that they wasn't boxing to be trying to knock each other out. They was just a friendly
sparring.
I'm going to
tell you, man.
Him with Evander Holyfield, right?
Was it Evander? No, it was with Roy. Roy Jones.
Oh, Tyson is old, man.
But you know what? Still.
No, and look, I'm the first one to give you credit with old man strength. But I'm saying, though, is Tyson is not Tyson of 20 years old, because if Tyson was a Tyson of 20 and 30 years old, he would still be actively competing and knocking people out. And I'm not saying the man don't hit hard no more, but I'm not saying the man hits hard anymore. You know what I'm saying? But I would take the chance for the money. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not gonna sit there and film all that.
I think Mike and his pigeons have found a calmer, more peaceful life, and he wasn't trying to hit that nigga to knock him out. He was just trying to hit him to let him know to start fucking with him.
Do you ever watch the podcast that Mike Tyson be on?
No.
The people
he do got pigeons.
No, I'm saying.
If you watch the podcast that Tyson be on, Tyson has so many people, and it's funny as hell, because he'll have so many people shook, and they're trying to argue a point with them, and then he'll just stop and be like, you can't fucking tell me what the fuck. You can't tell me what the hell you think. No, you can't tell me shit. That's the fuck I believe. They'd be like, well, you don't have to believe that, Mike. No, you can't tell me what the fuck I have to believe or not. And everybody just kind of sits back like, well, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you what you should believe. Like, they'd be like, I don't know where this is going.
No,
like,
I'm saying. You probably don't remember it, but, you know, stuff like this just sticks in my mind. I don't know. Did you ever watch Rocky III?
Oh, which one was
with
Rocky
Mr. T?
Yeah. That was the best one.
So yeah, well, I thought so. I thought so too. Fictitious. But the thing was, is that when Rocky's coach saw Mr. T working out and fighting, he's like, "Yeah, you're not gonna get that fight." And that's the end. He ain't fighting Rock. He ain't putting his ass in the grave.
Yeah.
So when Tyson and Roy were about to have this fight, I don't know if you've seen it, but they showed a video of Mike training.
Yeah. We all saw the video.
Somebody on Roy's team had to be like, "You got to look at this, man. Are you sure you want to fight this dude?"
But see, that's the thing, though. If you really have been in the ring and have really sat there and boxed with people, everybody looks hella pretty on a bag. Everybody looks impressive.
No, he was sparring.
Yeah, he was sparring
somebody who wasn't fighting him back.
Yeah, he was.
That's your sparring partner. Your sparring partner is just there to help you work. Because if they were really going, you ain't going to get
to. No, I'm not saying going, but they're sparring with you.
The point that I'm making is you can look hella good in a controlled environment. You get out of that controlled environment, it's completely different. Now, I'm not saying that Mike is not this and that, but if he was still able to do it, he would still be doing it.
So what you're saying is that if Roy saw that, he's just still a punk. You didn't see this video, but I'm saying.
Roy showed up, right?
As long as he didn't get punched in the mouth, he showed up.
He still showed up.
I think they agreed. As long as he
got a contract.
Yeah, it would be like a friendly spar. But I'm pretty sure Mike Tyson is still. Because you might be able to lose it, but their man got in and out of shape, and he practiced, seems like, regularly somewhat.
So, yeah, I mean, I know your idea when it comes to boxing, but what I'm saying is this, and it still looks like it, whether he's punching bag, whether he's punching a dude, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
For the first good minute, for like a solid minute, Mike Tyson is the wrong motherfucker to go toe to toe with. Just
as a regular person,
just go out. I just go out boxing or whatever. You go all out. Person. I go all out. Whatever.
As a regular person, yes.
I don't know about that.
As a regular person, he's the wrong person.
But I don't know. I think he's explosive, and if you're just trying to knock each other out for that. I'm not talking about the skill and being careful. I'm just talking about I'm just going to try to kill you. For a minute.
How did Mike's career end?
Everybody started getting smart with him.
How did Mike's career end?
He got knocked out.
And that's when he was still in his prime.
Who knocked him out?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Don't say Buster Douglas, because that didn't end it, because he kept having fights after.
I do remember. He got knocked out twice, though, didn't he?
And he was losing to Holyfield before he bit him.
But Holyfield didn't knock him out.
Nah. Because he got bit and had to stop. You know what I'm saying? But if it kept going.
But you can't knock a motherfucker out when your ear get bit? That's when you get mad.
The point I'm saying is, I got nothing but respect for old heads. But what I'm saying, though, if he still had that power, he would still be actively doing it because he loves it.
I don't think he lost the power. I think he just, honestly, if you looking at all his earlier interviews, even as his later ones, he said he used to be fucking pissed all the time.
Okay, you're not listening to me.
But he's in a more peaceful place.
So. I'm not talking about you're like, okay, I know what he's going to do, so here's my reaction. I'm saying Mike Tyson's coming in the ring like, I'm trying to knock you out, and you coming in the ring like, I'm trying to knock you out too. And that's how you're battling, you're brawling.
If
you're brawling, I don't want to hear this regular person shit. Mike, well, now he's old, but
yes,
for a good long while, if you just wanted to swing toe-to-toe with him.
Tiger Woods ain't even that good because he's old. You age, bruh, and you lose a step.
I still think a regular person up against Tiger Woods would lose, and
that's
I
what
still
saying.
Think a regular person Mike Tyson would.
And that's what I said, like, according to this 10 minutes ago. A regular person against them,
but
yes.
But it was a regular, schmuggler dude.
So and you're saying that Roy Jones would have probably beat him if they would have just had a regular fight. Is that what you're telling me?
No, had they had a regular
fight. Well, you said a regular dude.
If they had a regular fight, they would have never had a regular fight because they're like, three weight classes different.
Well, they chose to fight, so it has nothing to do with it.
This is totally hypothetical because in their prime, they would have never even ran into each other. They would have passed each other as people being on the same card, but nowhere near the same fight category.
I mean, they got these celebrity fights. They ain't the same height. They ain't the same weight and everything.
It's not real, though.
They just fighting because they're celebrities.
Yeah, it's not real.
That one brother took a nap. They used to be on the Knicks. He took a straight nap. What are you talking about? It ain't real.
That's not real, bro. That was a basketball player.
Wasn't really knocked out?
Yeah.
That was a basketball player. He was a
basketball player.
I thought he was a boxer for that day.
I mean, for a week or two. You know what I'm saying? Bro, for a week or two, homie. You know what I'm saying? For a week or two.
You know, it's like right now. Regular people, too. They had burgers.
Like,
dude, and
it's, like, it's like Kamaru Usman, who's the champion in UFC, is trying to call out Canelo Alvarez for a boxing match. And then he called Canelo Alvarez a punk for not coming into MMA. But Canelo is a smart person who says, all of my life I have boxed. I have never done MMA. Why the hell would I go to MMA where they also pay way less money to come meet you in something I know nothing about? But if you're dumb enough to come over to boxing, where I've been doing it for years upon years, and get your ass whipped for a check, then come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Like, that's an easy payday for Canelo.
But what I meant to say was, what is up with everybody being belligerent on airplanes these days?
Oh, damn, we were talking about the airplanes.
Niggas ain't got no cooth now. They don't
it started
know how
with
to
spirit.
Fucking act. That's the problem. Motherfuckers don't know how to act. They don't know how to sit their ass down. They don't know how to keep their shoes on. They don't know how to dress anymore because everything is fucking lingerie or something.
See-through. Or some kind of dress.
Then it's all this body positivity. And if your body positivity is great, but you also know what you look well in, what looks nice on you. And I'm sorry, if you're 200 pounds, 300 pounds, because I'm 200 pounds, and your shit is too tight and too small, put a fucking shirt on.
Well, that's like all the brothers what taking their shirt off. It's like,
you know, like come Lord on. Don't think you about to get your ass on this fucking plane where everybody got to look at you. And that's not even, the problem is not what you're, is that you chose to wear it and it's body positivity. It's the fact that motherfuckers is stuck for a certain amount of time looking at your ass.
On a plane.
On a plane.
In the air.
Yeah, they can't get, they can't leave. They got to watch you get up and walk your ass back and forth. If you smell, most people don't smell you themselves. Other people smell them before, you know what I'm saying? They got to smell your, like, ain't nobody trying to see that. Just because it's in your size, don't mean I want to see it.
Got that right.
So, I mean, what the fuck?
Biker shorts don't look good on every woman.
Then that, and then motherfuckers, for real, like, did you see the way the girl was getting at her dude and just started hitting him and everybody had to get off the plane to get this bitch off the plane?
That's what I'm talking about.
What the fuck? Like, we ain't just paid somebody to get on this bitch and fly.
Well, everybody wanted to get outside so bad because this whole quarantine pandemic thing. And ever since people have been out, it's been more violence, more craziness, all kinds of shootings. All kinds of shit.
People ain't got no sense. I mean, you know, they got all these concerts coming up. I want to go. You know, they got Taco Fest. I think Mix-a-Lot's going to be there. I want to go.
That thing tonight. That thing is like $60-some odd dollars, bro.
They got the Foodie Fest. I want to go in Delmar.
It's like $60-some bucks to go funk with that taco thing.
And not that I can't. I won't. I'm not putting myself in that. It doesn't make sense. When this isn't over and they're just saying that another. And even if it is the not the true COVID from the past. Even if it is the one that I had. I don't want to catch that shit again.
Bruh,
that shit sucks.
It's the whole thing, man. I don't want no part of it. And then who's to say that, okay, it's supposed to, no one knows what fucking strand we're working on. They don't know what it is. And you look right now, China is closed down again. So if they're closing down, it's only so long before whatever they got is going to come over here. And then it starts the whole cycle again.
They just said that
it's been 2 years.
They just said that after Coachella, COVID went up 75-80% in Riverside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not a hit and a half for your ass.
But yeah. I guess people look at it as if everybody's not dying, then it's okay. You know what I mean? So it's turned into an individual sport, man. But
look, yellow fever lasted for like a good some odd years. Motherfuckers gonna have to get used to it at this point.
But see, I think
this
was
there like generations yellow fever.
But was there 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 different strands of yellow fever in countries kept
closing down?
Don't
nobody know because yellow fever was like back in the day. That right. Yellow fever was yellow fever. It could have mutated 2, 3, 4, 5,000 times and nobody would have known.
I think if places are still
we're just
down,
in our age to know.
Is it, you know, like I said, it's an individual sport, man. Good luck and God bless to those. And if you out there acting a fool and you get it, then shit, I ain't got no sympathy for you. It is what it is.
Hey, I'm just saying that when it comes to the airplane, because I haven't been on an airplane in a long time.
Sit your ass down.
You know, turbulence is enough stress for me. Wait, I don't need you acting like a retard.
In a nutshell.
On a plane, they should be allowed to use, not necessarily tasers, but I would say a good, nice tranquilizer dart or some shit like that.
They should
calm your ass down, put you in the back.
I don't know when they stopped doing it, but they used to always have a marshal on each plane and nobody knew who they were.
Nah, they took them motherfuckers off.
They stopped wanting to pay them or something. You never know.
They used to have one on all flights.
That's what I thought. You had to be. You had to have a marshal on the flight.
I met a couple in my days. Yeah.
But they ain't treating you like anger management. Yeah. They're just letting shit roll.
They would be hella cool. You'd only find out because you would sit by them or say something. You know, and if you had any kind of background or history, you could kind of tell. You know what I'm saying? Like this dude ain't no regular passenger, bro. And one dude, I used to always see him on the flight. Every time I went somewhere, I would see him. But there ain't no way in hell me and him was always flying at the same day. Ain't no way that we were just coincidentally being on the same flight.
That's his beat.
You know what I'm saying? I caught him one day at the bar when he came out of there, and I was just shooting the ill one with him. He was just like, ah. I was like, okay. He's like, I see you. And that's just like, yeah, there's always one of us on the plane somewhere. I was like, oh.
So I think the problem is with these things is there's never nothing like in social media to show that that's the last thing you need to do. Like, except for the Tyson part. Because clearly that video showed.
Yeah.
Don't bug this man. Don't bug this man on the plane. Don't matter what you do, what for whatever reason, your 15 minutes of fame or your social media. You don't need, let it go.
But that's all. Test somebody else. These pranks,
but I bet you if they show somebody fighting and somebody, a bunch of people like, hold them. And then shot us with a tranquilizer gun. You wouldn't be seeing this shit too much more.
You will, because now you're going to go hella viral. Because you got shot with that tranquilizer gun, pissed yourself, and looked really bad. You're going to go hella viral.
I don't know.
The biggest drug right now, dude, it would deter me. Instant fame. Yeah, because you old. You ain't trying to make no money off of TikTok. You ain't trying to make no money off of
Instagram.
That's
not true, but we'll get back to that.
To that
later.
Level, though, is what I'm saying. You're not trying to have and thousands of podcasts, you know what I'm saying, fans running around saying, oh, that's the dude that got tased. Look at these fools with these pranks that's starting to finally get their ass whipped from pranking the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? So my biggest thing is, what if somebody pulls a prank on you? You whip this person's ass to the point where they're completely screwed. Now you're in trouble for assault when this fool jumped out on you doing something stupid because they wouldn't have a prank.
Well,
you
know I'm not talking about like somebody on the plane just period. I'm talking about one of the airline personnel just catching you with a dart.
Yeah, you're still going to go viral.
I still think they should be allowed to tase a motherfucker.
Something.
They need to have some kind of air protection.
They need something that this problem needs to be eradicated quickly.
It happens way too much. It's almost like on every other day you see something on Instagram or Facebook of somebody fighting on a fucking plane.
And then all they're doing now is putting them on the no-fly list.
And it's the stupidest part.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
They need to have something on the plane that you can defend yourself with that's not going to kick out the window. You see the one dude who opened the freaking door? The emergency door?
Right in flight?
They were, I want to say they were coming down the thing because he slid out of it or some mess. So this cat opened the door during them coming down the runway, opened the door and slid out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, people are dumb. Though.
At this point, I'm just like, you know what? Let me just rent a car and just go and take myself where I need to go because I can't. Because I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to beat the hell out your ass because this is not nothing to be playing with. You done threw the damn door open? You know what I'm saying? As soon as I would have seen you getting up and start fiddling with it. Nah, homie.
What you doing over there, man?
I don't even ask you what you're doing. I'm just going to start bombing on you. They'd be like, what the hell happened? You know what I'm saying?
How do you get that close to the door without one of the
Because remember, they ask
you
when you sit there on the plane. They ask you if you want to sit in that area where the door is at. Where you be
he was already sitting
there.
Yeah,
he was there. So he said, yeah, I got y'all. They don't do no psyche eval when they sit you there. They just say, are you willing to help everybody if the plane goes down?
That's horrible.
He was like, I'm going to cause it to go down. So I don't know, man. It's the world, bro. It's the world. So you think about it. Like, so you got that. I don't know what other topic you had, but you see the police in San Jose who just got caught masturbating in the people's house?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
See what I mean? There you go.
I do it over here all the time where you guys are talking.
I believe that. If you was the police, it'd be different.
and my kitty litter's in there. So it's like,
it's just all good. Are helping me to go viral because I record it every time.
Hey, so while we got T here, you wanted to talk about Snowfall with her.
Oh, we could talk about Snowfall. He's going to talk about Snowfall.
But you said you wanted to talk about it. So what'd you think of this season?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Next season, everybody going to die.
I'm pretty much guessing everybody going to die. I feel like everybody going to die except for, what's his name?
If Leon don't hurry up and get the hell out of here, he dead too.
I think Leon might not even. I have a feeling that Leon's not even going to show up that much on that next one. Because if you watch how Leon's body language was, he was done. He wasn't communicating with nobody else. He told old girl, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, he wasn't, it's not like he was still like Franklin's right-hand man. He's been trying to get away from Franklin forever. So especially if he finds out that Franklin is broke and about to go to war.
I think he going to end up, so, because didn't he go to the ops? He went to the ops, right?
Who? Franklin?
Leon.
No.
He went to, who'd he go to and try to like, declare a truce with?
So in the beginning he went to, and that was their big homeboy.
Okay,
so that was their big homeboy that had put them
all
on.
Felt like he got pushed out though. Felt like Franklin went over him, didn't
it? Was so, no, they both found out, they both knew that Wanda did it.
Oh,
because remember, I don't know if you've seen it, where it's Leon, did you see it where Leon confronted Wanda?
Yeah,
about the shit. Or what's her, is her name Wanda,
the crackhead chick, right?
No, not Wanda, the auntie.
Okay. What's what about her?
Okay, name? I think I did see that. I don't remember.
When he does what?
When Leon went and was talking to the auntie about her making the call to have dude killed.
Oh, yeah. She was like, yeah.
Yeah. So then Franklin at the end went to homeboy
and
told him
she did it.
That she, Louis, that's it, Louis. He said, Louis did it. You know what I'm saying? So now Louis got all them cats coming after him. Franklin got his own situation cracking. And I think Leon at this point, Leon and Wanda is like, we are gone. Because when he stood there in that courtyard and was watching all that stuff that was going on behind him, he had that look of like, yeah, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing that can bring me back to this.
I think he's going to either leave or somebody going to end up killing him. For
I'm hoping
reason.
That he got on that plane.
I feel like it's going to be Franklin or that white dude.
Who, the DA?
Yeah.
I don't, you know what?
You talking about Teddy or?
Leon is not on Teddy's level.
I know he's you know not, but still, I feel like he
Franklin?
Just, he might.
I think the only person I thought would have killed Leon would have been their OG homeboy. Mm-hmm. Well, the auntie ain't got no funk with Leon.
I know. But
because
still,
Leon done left her alone.
But she just that kind of person to do some shit, though.
I think Franklin's mama is going to mess around and have all them folks killed.
She going to die, too.
I don't think she is, man.
So here's my question. Mainly this is for UT. But, you know. This guy can chime in.
Can the question be non-binary?
All right, let's make it non-binary.
Jeez Louise. Inclusion,
and you know,
Darren, and you inclusion.
Know what? You know what? You're throwing all these big words at me that I don't understand. I'm just going to take it as disrespect. Watch your mouth and continue with the conversation.
It was a binary statement. Inclusion.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Okay, here's my question. And maybe it's just me. I'm weird. What is up with Franklin's girl? I'm not feeling her at all.
I don't like her either.
At all. I feel like she's some kind of snitch or something.
I feel
I don't
like
know
she
why
liked
he
that
picked
last
her.
One that he was kind of fucking on. To be honest with you, but she's fucking weird.
No, so did y'all catch what she said that she used to do?
Yeah, no. I understand she was shady back in the day with her mama.
No, but remember I said, okay, so when Franklin lost all that money, and all his funds got locked up, and then she was by herself, and she made that phone call. It was basically like, I need that, you know what I'm saying? It's me. Like, I need that hookup. You know what I'm saying? So she apparently has some big motherfuckers that's behind her because she just called them to clean up the situation with all of his money. You know what I'm saying?
In the Caymans, yeah.
Yeah. So she got some kind of crazy plug. That's why I almost feel like at the end, those two are going to dip out. Miles possibly could die, but it might be all three, and they dip. You know what I'm saying? Because this chick got the plug with somebody.
I don't understand.
The next one.
So, and I know it's crazy or whatever, and maybe I watch too many movies and TV, but she just doesn't strike me as a Kingpin's wife or a Kingpin's main lady. She just doesn't strike me that way.
That's because she's not supposed to be a kingpin's wife or lady. She wants Franklin to be a square.
Nah, I think she one of them undercover brides that kind of used to move between, you know, in the shadows and kind of do some shit. Because she seemed like that type, the kind where you don't really suspect her of doing shit, but she in everything or know what the fuck is going on. She seemed like one of them type folks.
Because look at how she pulled up to the absolute their OG spot by herself and went in there and tried to sit down and talk to dude. You know what I'm saying? Remember that?
You know what I'm saying? She ain't scared.
That ain't no regular square chick. When she made that last phone call, I was like, oh, okay. Even when they had the situation with the gun on the curb, you know what I'm saying? She was like, give me the gun. You know what I'm saying? Put that mug in her joint like this. She from somewhere.
But yeah, still, she was still like, hey, you can't protect me.
Watch her be the daughter of somebody big somewhere. Yeah. You know?
And her saying that part about you can't protect me is huge if you think about it. If you add it all together with the phone call that she just made and she's been getting on Franklin about you can't protect me, think about it. If they know that this is his baby's mama, his bride, and she leaves from being around him because he can't protect her, she wasn't worried about shit when she left.
Nah.
So someone else is protecting her.
Yeah, she like,
you know what I'm saying?
Family to something.
Yeah, like, important. I'm not going to be caught up in y'all shit, but I got my people. So, you know, I didn't want to ever have to call my people, but since I do, since this doesn't happen, and this is going to be the thing where she's like, this is it. I'm going to clean this up, and this is a wrap. No more. You know what I'm saying?
But just like you said, when he got shot, he should have said, no more activity until I'm back to normal.
Yeah, Louis should have never met the plug.
Now, it was kind of surprising that apparently his driver dipped on him, snatched that money, so they're saying. Mm-hmm. What's his name? But I, you know what I thought when he just kept coughing and shit? I thought that was going to be like the first example they were going to show of AIDS or something like that. I didn't know that that was part
you
of him.
Deep, brother. I never thought it because they were smoking crack. They wasn't doing heroin.
He was taking like days off and he wasn't doing anything. He was just killing. He was just bodyguard security. He wasn't really doing anything.
Look, they're also COVID minded. I was like, are they having an episode of COVID on here? It's like, was COVID back in the crack era?
You sure he's coughing a lot, homie? Driving his car.
Oh man, dude, that was a cold episode though. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. It's definitely gonna be some crazy twists.
So his aunt and uncle, they dying. I know that sure.
I feel like they should have died like in the last season.
And to me, I don't even think that. I think Jerome should be able to be left alive and going about his life.
I was because
he didn't want that.
I was really hoping the auntie would die when she got shot. Yes, and then, like, and Jerome would just go crazy and be like, you know, equalizer kind of, and then just, you know, roll off in the sunset somewhere. But because
Jerome
bitch came
said
back.
From the beginning, he was like, you can do what you want, but I'm not trying to go against my family. And she's pushing this man into all kinds of madness.
Well, now he fully corrupt. He like,
you know what I mean? And now you think of it, that was the part that I dug the most because his sister was like, let's get him. You know what I'm saying? She was just like, nope.
Could you imagine going to somebody's house in the hood and they got a fucking tiger in there, a backyard, a cage and shit?
Man, homie.
That's not the most realistic shit I ain't ever heard of because I don't know what, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers, just, you know.
And it wasn't like that dude was rich or anything.
Nah.
He's got a fucking exotic animal. Just that one off. What the fuck is
now, let's see. What else is going on? Oh, I like the Israeli dude. I didn't want him to die. I thought he was going to make it through.
Don't tell me because I keep missing the one where he died, but I did like him too.
How do you.
So.
You know what? Shut up.
So, my thing is, one of my things on this is that, okay, so, and maybe I missed it, but. What is the actual identification of this guy that his mom got trying to kill Teddy?
They're Russians. They're tied into Russia.
So they're not Cuban?
No, so that's the thing. She met them when she was over in Cuba, but they have something to do with Russia. Because remember when he had the Israeli dude down there, then a white dude came down there? That's who he's really tied into. So it has something to do with the Russians, which is why they're on Teddy's head and don't mind trying to get him. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it kind of ties. But she met them over in Cuba, which I still think, I don't know where the hell that's going. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a whole shady group.
You know, I like how they just make Cuba like the hub for all bad shit.
Right?
Ain't it?
No.
Oh. Now, I'm going to admit something here, and I'm sure y'all going to say, oh, I knew, but whatever. In the beginning of the season, when dude's throwing that big party, and the guy comes and checks the meter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that was Teddy.
Get out of here, bruh.
No, I had no fucking idea.
I knew off top.
I knew you were going to say that.
Off top, dude. When he first showed up.
I didn't even know.
Because you got to piece it all together, dude. He wasn't dead. And then here comes some random dude.
Because dude's clocking him. Checking a meter. But it's like, hey, checking a meter. What's the big deal?
Some random guy coming to check a meter. Anybody normal would be like, hey, all of a sudden, here's this dude checking my meter. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bruh. So I knew off the top.
I'm not saying that the dude was just like straight up legit. I just didn't think it was Teddy.
Oh, I knew it was that crazy bastard. I knew he was still floating around, man. I knew he was still floating
around. I figured he was. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, dude is like syphilis, man. He ain't going nowhere, homie. He's just going to keep on popping up and coming out of there. And,
now, there may be a plan set to kill him off, too. I'm just saying. The only people that I could think that could live is Leon and old girl.
I think that
because old girl's not really associated with the whole thing, so I don't see how she
really
would have to die.
Put a twist on it and screw all of us up emotionally.
Kill them all one time.
Everybody's going to end up living, and by some means, Leon's going to die trying to save somebody because Leon is the least that has anything to do with shit. That everybody feels the worst for because he's been shitted on for so long by Franklin. Because think about it, Franklin wouldn't be in all of this trouble. Had he left all of this in Leon's hand, the dude who helped him start this damn thing, as opposed to his auntie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So had he left it with Leon, because him and Leon had it, Leon's whole funk with Franklin was the disrespect. You put her over me when I helped you start this whole thing.
But at the same time, Franklin saved Leon's life. If it wasn't Franklin, Leon would be dead, because everybody, even aunt and uncle, was like, kill him.
Go further back, though. Leon only had that happen because he was trying. He got caught up in Franklin's shit. Remember he got shot at the taco shop or the hamburger spot? He got shot at because they thought that he was still funking with Franklin. And that's how he even got involved, because back then Leon was like, I'm not in this. That's between you and them. And then Leon and was like, oh, that's his right-hand man. They tried to shoot him up. And then that's when Leon was like, you know what?
That's when he shot the little girl.
Yeah. All of this got started because of them. Leon was like, I'm just trying to get a hamburger.
Right. But after that, what I'm saying, everybody was saying that Leon had died, but Franklin was like, nah.
But see, to me, I thought that was so wrong, because to me, they owed him everything that they did, because he wouldn't have been in that predicament had it not been for them. So when they were trying to say, oh, we should kill him, we should do this, we should do that, he was minding his business. And got involved because of who?
I guess Franklin is a little protective, and still he kind of don't like necessarily show it, but he's still a little protective of Leon.
Yeah, because he
makes
he knows.
Sure don't shit happen to him.
And, mm-hmm. And on a final note on this show, because we're going over time, finally, and maybe I had missed it. I think we might have talked about it before, but I don't think so.
The midget in scene 3.
Uh-uh. No, that was that other movie you were watching.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh,
it was that was the Cat's Meow.
I was tripping because her claw and then the tail. People. Oh yeah.
So anyway, what I'm tripping on it, and maybe
you
like because
you was tripping off that dude. She was watching this one with this dude that had a tripod.
What the fuck are you talking about?
His family.
A Snowfall?
No, a little person movie.
Oh.
Remember the little guy you thought was attractive?
No.
So now she's laughing.
Shorty J.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, so say that we're lying without laughing or smiling.
You're lying.
See what I mean? Guilt. It's all right. A little tripod action. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this, because maybe I missed something that everybody else saw. You know, you guys caught me on a couple of things that we were talking about on this podcast. Thanks for catching it. But, okay, the end of last season, Franklin's dad was not dead. Teddy
before?
Did not kill him. He put his gun down and he left.
No, he didn't.
What'd he do?
He shot something.
He killed him.
I didn't see that he shot him.
The mom even confirmed that he's dead.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is at the end of that show, Teddy didn't shoot him.
He did. I swear, yeah. He rewinded.
Did you see that? Because I didn't see that.
They didn't show it, but it's insinuated.
He was pointing at him. His dad said what he had to say, and then he put his gun down and he left.
No, there's a gunshot that took place.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to watch that again because I didn't see that at all.
Although, it doesn't show him being shot. It's just, you know, his mom said that he everybody think he dead.
And the mom, that's the reason why the mom came back on Teddy, is because she believes that he killed her.
Okay, that's not what I'm asking you. What I'm saying is at the end of the last season, he didn't shoot. They didn't show him shoot him.
No, they didn't.
And they were talking.
So where are we going with this?
It was more like he was going to leave the house. He was going to leave the pad. He wasn't going to kill him.
I don't get it.
His father had his head turned. You know what? After this show, maybe we should just take a look at it, just to be clear. At the end of that show,
he was talking, but he was saying how he should have just left it alone.
Yeah,
and then he left,
and he turned his back.
And then Dad was saying how you're not doing the right thing. This, that.
I think that's because that nigga came back. He left and came back. And then left again. I think that's what it was.
Maybe you saw the extra credits or the extra credit scene.
Because the dad turned his back and was like, do what you need to do.
He was supposed to leave, right? And then he came, he showed up. He said he was leaving and then he showed up before he actually left.
What about the dad coming back to America?
To get his wife and Franklin, remember?
No. They all left together. The mom and the dad left together.
Well, he was supposed to leave. He didn't leave.
No, they left together.
They left together.
Mom left to get something to eat or something like that. And then Teddy came in the house while the dad was there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then maybe that was before when he was supposed to leave but didn't leave. Try to go on a little podcast or whatever.
Well, you see, all of that was before the deal was made.
And I think that's what got him shot. Because after he was like, okay, where I got to go. But, I mean, after that point, you just seem like a liar. Like, you could just pop the fuck up and then try again.
And Teddy ain't stable no damn way.
Not after he killed that one lady reporter.
And he got shot.
Yeah. Yeah, he left poor Gustavo.
His lady right now, that Spanish chick is something else.
But she just got gaffled up too, though. I don't think they gave her back. She got gaffled up at the end of that episode. She got snatched up by the Russian and the Colombian dude. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think they gave her back. Yeah, they got snatched up.
Ooh, we at 106.
Yeah, man, 106 in part. See, as we got caught up in the damn snowfall, man.
Hey, but good times, though. You know, thanks for coming on the show, T. We had T, Dago, and, you know, the cat, the movie player. And take us out on one of those funky beats, Morris.
Boom, boom. Do-do-dum. Do-do-dum.
Be acting all finicky.
Hey, man, whatever your feline self is into, man, this has been brought to you by Big old frisky brother, Catman. You know what I'm saying?
Meow.
Yeah, you see the deepness of that meow. Let you know something wrong with him. And on that note, I'm just saying, we're going to go put this cat in them little kennel cages and let him scratch his way around. We are out of here, man. Lord help us all.
Where's the cat door?